Hello, and welcome to the Internet Marketing Advisor, episode number 2. My name is David McGarry, and I'm your host today. And today I wanted to talk to you about why you need a coach. Now, let me just first tell you that for the longest time, when I first started my business, I did it on my own. And unfortunately, I learned the hard way. And it wasn't until just recently that I actually hired my own coach. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that story here today. But as I mentioned, today's episode is all about why you need a coach. And what I'm referring to is a business coach. But before I talk to you about what a business coach is and why you need one, let me just talk to you a little bit about myself and just kind of my background and experience with coaches. I grew up playing sports, football and baseball, and I've had several coaches, throughout my years of playing those sports, and obviously some good and some bad. And, you know, looking back on it, I think about some of the people that had probably the biggest impact in my life, and some of those people actually were my coaches. One of the things that I think about all the time is that there were several coaches that I had that just kind of pulled the best out of me. You know, whether I was just not actually giving it my all, or maybe they knew that, hey, you know, Dave can do more. They found some way to motivate me to pull that inner being out of me that helped me to excel. You know, coaching has been around for a long time. I mean, you know, most of us, when we think about coaching, yeah, we do. We think about sports coaches. And then you think about some of the best athletes, and each one of them had a coach. You know, my era, I kind of look at like Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson, and, you know, studying Phil Jackson, learning kind of the things that he did to get Michael to perform. You know, the thing is that Michael had all the talent in the world, but Phil was able to take his talent and really kind of take him to another level. And that could be on different aspects. It could be that he used mental coaching to help Michael, because since Michael had the physical aspect. And all coaches are different. I mean, there's some coaches that are going to help you, you know, strictly with skills. You know, I think back to Tiger Woods, and you know, he's had several coaches over the years, swing coaches that have helped improve his swing. You know, obviously, you know, you've probably heard of, you know, other famous coaches like, you know, Vince Lombardi the UCLA coach. Okay, well, there I go, forgetting one of the coaches. But my point is that, you know, coaches have been around a long time, and they've helped people excel. And the same thing for me. You know, I've had some great success, and some of that has come from coaches early on in my life that instilled a lot of habits and drive that has pushed me to become who I am today. So I always look back and value the experiences I've had with coaches and, you know, with sports in general. So I thought I'd just talk to you a little bit about that real quick, but my point really today is all about why you need a coach. And specifically what I'm talking about, since this is kind of a business podcast, is a business coach. When I first started my business, you know, I thought I could do it all. I had graduated from the University of Texas at Dallas with an MBA. You know, I had business and marketing and finance and all those different classes that I thought that, man, I know how to start my own business. I know how to be an entrepreneur. I can do this. You know, hey, I've got the idea. I've done the research. I've written the business plan. Okay, so let's go. And what I found out was it's a lot harder than you think. Now, there are some people that being an entrepreneur is, you know, in their blood. You know, I don't know, you can obviously have the debate whether or not you think that, you know, you're either born or an entrepreneur or you can learn it, you know, as you go. But I will tell you this, that there are some people that, hey, they just really click. But there's others of us that have this desire and this dream to become our own business owner. And, we have some of the skills that are needed to be entrepreneurs, but what we need is somebody that can take those skills and facilitate and help push us to another level. Take those skills and actually enhance them by following a systematic approach that allows us to be successful. And that's really what a business coach does. There's a difference between a business coach and a consultant in the sense that the business coach is not going to come in and actually do the work. They're just going to sit there and listen, find out what skills and what areas that you're strong at and help you to develop those, along with kind of guiding you and helping you make the decisions in terms of where you need to either hire somebody or get help elsewhere. So it really was kind of eye-opening for me when I first started working with a business coach because, like I said, I thought I could do it. I had written a business plan. I took an entrepreneurship class in MBA school. So I thought, man, I can do this. And it wasn't until, I don't know, around last year, around August 2011, that I finally decided to meet with my business coach. He has a franchise here in Frisco, Texas, Action Coach. His name is Rich Allen. Great guy. And, when I was sitting there talking to him and everything he was saying made sense and wasn't that I hadn't heard it before, but I was intrigued by the fact that they had a system. And I joined their 13-week coaching program, and each week they went through the system. And what was interesting was I was like, wow, I'm like, this is what I needed. Because if I can follow this system and do these things over and over and get better at them, then, my business would benefit from it. And like I said, it's not rocket science, some of the things that we were doing. It just put it all together. It gave me, I guess, a sense of clarity in terms of what I needed to do and focus on in order to grow my business. And I'm going to probably talk to you a little bit more about that in future episodes in terms of one of the things that they really focus in on is the 5 ways to grow your business. And it's really simple when you look at it. And the 5 ways that they refer to is basically leads, conversions, number of transactions, average dollar sale per customer, and then profit margins. And like I said, I'll talk to you a little bit more about that in a future episode. But when I started going through this 13-week course and started implementing some of these things, and then also figuring out, okay, hey, I got to quit working in the business and work on the business, meaning that instead of doing the day-to-day functions and trying to do everything, I figured out, okay, I've got to, hire somebody to do this or outsource this piece of, writing or whatever I was doing, in terms of everyday tasks. So it allowed me to do that and get me to where I didn't feel like I was, running around in circles, chasing my head cut, my head being cut off, just going crazy. So that was, kind of a really, really big aha moment for me after I kind of went through the program and realized that, man, this isn't as hard as it has to be. So I wanted to basically, tell you a little bit about my experience and where I'm at now. One of the other things that has been really beneficial for me is, like I said, it's a 13-week program, but you get to go through it again. And working now with another one of the coaches there, we sat down and talked about time management. I know, obviously there's books on time management and, no shortage of those. But one of the things that they had us do is write out every 15 minutes what it is we were doing in our daily schedule and to see what kind of time vampires that were out there. And those were pretty interesting to see, because I found out that I was wasting a lot of time on social media and email and stuff like that. And then from there, they also had us do an exercise where we wrote down, you know, took the week and said, okay, here's what we're going to do, structure the week. And that has done so much benefit for me, because now I feel like, hey, I just don't start the day and just go, okay, I got to do this, 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 and this. It's like, no, today we're basically doing blog writing, or today we're doing new product offerings, or today we're working on getting traffic to the website. And it's all mapped out in terms of, okay, you know, I've got this time amount of time. I've got this blocked out for networking. It makes my life feel so much more in control, and instead of just, you know, okay, well, you know, today's Tuesday, what do we got to do? So that was another big benefit that I've gotten out of it. And, you know, that right there in itself probably pays for what I pay them to help me. So I wanted to, you know, get to the point of, you know, why you need a business coach. And it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you need to have this person all the time. But what I will tell you is that when you have a business coach, they're going to be able to look at your business from an outsider's point of view and help you increase profits. They'll look at all aspects of the business, and they'll ask you, and then they'll help guide you. And I think that everybody needs that, regardless of how successful you are, because, you know, you could be at one level and working with them, you know, once a week you know, every other week, you know, depending on how your coach sets it up, it can make tremendous strides in your business. You can take it to a whole nother level. What you thought, you know, you were topped out at, you might no longer be topped out at, and you can grow to another level. Also, if you're looking for, you know, some clarity, if you need some guidance. And the other thing I'll tell you that it does is it gives you accountability. Each week, you know, they task you with a homework assignment. So they'll say, okay, for this week, you know, if my goal was to generate more revenue, you know, more sales, then what am I going to do this week? So I have to sit there and say to them next week, okay, what did you do? You know, did you make the phone calls? Did you follow up with, you know, some leads? Did you, you know, spend time, you know, developing traffic campaigns? So all that stuff is basically, and I have to come back to them that next week and report. And it's funny, because we were on a phone call earlier this week, and one of the guys said that he had to meet with, you know, his coach, Rich, and he hadn't finished his homework, and he was like scrambling to get it done, because he didn't want to go in to the session meeting with him saying, hey, I didn't get it done. And then when you don't get it done, you can't go on to the next level. So sometimes the price that you pay just to have somebody to hold you accountable, I know it sounds crazy, but we're human and we procrastinate. And if we don't have somebody that holds us accountable, more than likely, we're going to kind of let it slip. And if there's one reason that I think that a business coach is important to have, it's that. But, you know, we can go on and on in terms of, you know, other reasons and, you know, why I think you should have it. But here's what you have to ask yourself. If you are not basically happy or pleased or satisfied, whatever word, adjective you want to use to describe your business, if you are feel like you're running around with your head cut off, you can't seem to ever get ahead, you know, you're just making enough to get by, and you're working 60, 70 hours a week, then I suggest you reach out and you get yourself in contact with a business coach and have them, you know, do a 90-minute consultation with you and talk to you about what your business is and see if they can help you out. Because I guarantee you that they will give you some suggestions that will help you take your business to another level. And really, that's all I wanted to talk to you about today is just, you know, if you're struggling in your business and you need some help, don't be scared to reach out. Don't think that, you know, I'm weak or I'm a failure because I can't do it on my own. I mean, that was my biggest issue. I, you know, being a guy and being, you know, kind of competitive and all this stuff, I was like, man, I don't need anybody else to tell me that. You know, I can do it. And until I actually got out there and just surrendered it and said, hey, I need your help, then things started to change. So that's all I have for you today. And I hope, something struck a chord or nerve in you that says, hey, you know what? I do need some help with my business. And if you do, send me an email. You know, I can help you out. If you're looking to, you know, use online internet marketing to grow a business, I can help you out. If you need, some resources and want to talk to somebody that can help you out in other aspects, just give me a shout out. Send me an email at dave@davemcgarry.com, and I'll get you in touch with the right person. But the main thing is get some help somewhere for your business, help grow it, and take yourself to another level. And with that, we'll be signing off.